News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are joined on the line by the Irish Independent's political editor, Mary Regan. And Mary, picking up on that point, I suppose, what do you think? Is this done as far as Micheál Martin's future, or are the rebels going to continue to push? And where have we landed on these potential 12 signatories for a vote of no confidence?
Well, I think it's done as far as the report is concerned, as far as an immediate no confidence motion is concerned. I don't see that happening for now. But I would say after last night's meeting and after the report itself that Micheál Martin is walking on pretty thin ice now. I think it's been a very damaging episode. I think the report, while it didn't have, as you said, any sort of smoking gun, it had nothing that they could really hang any blame on Micheál Martin for. I think the omission of what Micheál Martin knew about Jim Gavin's issue with the tenant is probably problematic, in the sense that we know contacts were made with Micheál Martin's chief of staff, Deirdre Galán, on the September 5th. We know that the issues were then raised with Jim Gavin by the General Secretary, Sean Dorgan, but we don't know if Micheál Martin was told about that. He didn't. That's not referenced in the report.
Hard to imagine he wasn't, again, that his chief of staff and that the General Secretary, Fianna Fáil, wouldn't pass that along.
Well, many people who were in that meeting with him last night didn't buy that he wasn't told, you know, like, but the report doesn't say he was or wasn't. And that's sort of problematic in itself, because it doesn't go far enough in that sense for many people who are critical of what happened to the report. Doesn't go far enough in the sense of apportioning blame, because it doesn't really blame anyone, except for it does sort of point the finger at the fact that Jim Gavin professed no knowledge to people in the party about what happened.
Yeah, I'd argue actually that the one person it probably does blame is Jim Gavin, that they asked him repeated, was it up to 5 times about this issue before it was confirmed, and that he said no in various ways at various different times. It's probably, again, Jim Gavin being thrown under the bus.
Well, yeah, I mean, it does say that he professed no knowledge. He had no recollection, not just of there being an issue with the tenant, but he had no recollection when John Hart, the TD, had texted Jack Chambers and put it to him that there was an issue with the tenant, but also that this involved money that had not been repaid, and also that it involved a tenant who was a former journalist. And when those things were put to Jim Gavin, he apparently had no recollection. But the problem then for the party and those people around Micheál Martin is that after that, nothing was done. So that's, you know,
losing Mary's line there a little bit, I think. So I think, unfortunately, Mary, we might have to leave it there. That line just breaking up a little bit too much. We are going to be returning to that topic after 8 o'clock and speaking to some of those Fianna Fáil TDs who were in that parliamentary party meeting last night.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.